Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
This is Kyle Scheindler, guest hosting for Frank Gaffney here on Secure Freedom Radio. We're glad to have you with us here for the intelligence briefing in what Frank likes to call the war for the free world. And joining us today to help guide us through that conflict, we've had him here on the show before. He's the author of Brotherhood of the Red Nile. You can also find his writings at Constitution.com, The Hill, and The Daily Caller. He's Dan Perkins. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on again.
It's always a pleasure. Dan, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about this upcoming North Korean summit. It's going to be a major foreign policy issue for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made North Korea a major issue for him, and he's moved forward with a very aggressive policy to try to push the North Koreans to this very moment where they are essentially asking for this conference, and they seem to have put everything on the table. How do you see Trump's policy towards North Korea moving forward?
Great question. I think it's important for our audience to understand that several parties who either are involved in this discussion or on the peripheral have a lot at stake here. For example, Mr. Trump is taking a pretty high risk in that he's going to go, hopefully, to North Korea to sit down and meet with Mr. Kim and try and work out, in essence, a disarmament agreement with him and bring back to the United States as a result of that trip, if not that time, shortly thereafter, an agreement that, if executed, could be extremely difficult for the Democratic Party. I believe if Mr. Trump is successful and his administration is successful of bringing Kim to the table and getting a signed enforceable agreement for reductions in nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, Mr. Trump walks away with the Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm sure he'd be happy to get that. And of course, it would be a pretty big contrast between President Trump and President Obama, who of course received the Nobel Peace Prize before he really had done anything in office. And of course, his signature diplomacy, the Iran deal, is really a textbook case of what not to do when it comes to nuclear diplomacy. And so President Trump has said the Iran deal is a terrible deal. He's continued to work towards dismembering it. And it's been a poster child for him as what not to do. So if Trump can turn North Korea into a positive example, it would really create a cleft between what the foreign policy establishment, particularly on the left, said was possible and what's actually possible when you have a policy based on peace through strength. There are a couple of groups out there that are trying to cause problems, and one of them, according to a report in the Telegraph from the UK, is actually the European Parliament. Telegraph reported that the European Parliament was in secret talks with North Korea. Now, we've had conversations with other experts on North Korea saying, the EU meddling in this case is a terrible idea. What's your take on that?
I agree. I mean, I think you have to understand a perspective. And the perspective which you rightly – one of the perspectives you rightly pointed out is if Mr. Trump is successful, he now has a framework of dealing with a country that's developing nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles to deliver them. And that's – is that not a clone of Iran? Yes. So if he's going to if he's going to get rid of the Iranian deal and he's got a deal on the table negotiated with North Korea, he brings that deal to the table. Now, let's just take a look at the dog in the hunt, as they say. The European Union was actively involved in the negotiations of the Iran agreement. They're not at the table with North Korea. It is Mr. Trump, the United States, on its own, meeting with Mr. Kim to deal with the issues. So the European Union feels somewhat left behind. And part of that reason is that Mr. Trump has told the world, America first. And so if he can solve a problem or an issue without having to bring in 400 bureaucrats and diplomats, he's going to do it because he wants to get something done and move on. So I can see why the European Union would be upset because they're not a party to this particular settlement. And if this is a much better settlement than what the European Union and the United States negotiated under Obama with Iran, they're going to be embarrassed, and they don't want to be embarrassed. The problem is they don't know how to deal with Mr. Trump. It's like the same way with the Democrats in the United States. They don't know how to deal with him because he doesn't play by the Democratic playbook. He plays by a different book.
No, and he doesn't play by the traditional sort of smart set foreign policy playbook either. He really is somebody that wants to get in the room himself, sort of size his opponent up, and then make an instinctual decision. And he made a snap judgment to meet with Kim Jong-un. And we've talked to a number of experts, and they've all said they thought it was the right move as long as he plays his cards carefully and keeping the EU out of any kind of negotiation and making sure that he has the ability to make those judgments when he needs to. And that's going to include making the judgment that he may have to walk away. And so is President Trump able to do that? He's put a lot of emphasis on North Korea. Can he move away from the table if the North Koreans are playing around?
I think if you understand that what Trump has told us from the very beginning when he was running for president, a lot of the negotiations in general, trade specifically, have been unfair deals for the United States. If he doesn't feel that he's going to get a fair deal with Kim, he'll withdraw and he'll put even more economic pressure on him. But it's a situation. There's a huge difference in the approach that he's taking. Let me remind you of a speech that was reported in the Dutch magazine last Friday of Hillary Clinton's comment about Trump negotiating. And she said she was very concerned because there's not a permanent ambassador to South Korea. There's not much diplomatic corps that understands the language. And this should be left to diplomats, her words, left to different diplomats. And I said when I read that and wrote a short piece of commentary, wait a minute, Mrs. Clinton, you are the chief diplomat for the United States. How did things turn out in with Gaddafi? How did they turn out with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? How did they turn out with ISIS in Syria? Don't tell me about being a diplomat. By the way, how did they turn out with Russia? You were the lead diplomat for the United States, and you did a terrible job, supposedly as a professional diplomat. So I think the criticism of the fact that he's not a diplomat or that he doesn't have a huge diplomatic staff to go do this may be proven to be correct, but I don't think it is.
No, I think that's a really good point, Dan. And, we've seen this quite a bit in the reaction to the announcement of a possible Trump-Kim summit. You had these longtime negotiators like Wendy Sherman, who's responsible for both previous bad deals with the North Koreans and the bad Iran deal. And she said, if this was the Obama administration, it would have required, hundreds of pages of preconditions and all kinds of months of workup. Well, that's fine, but where did it get us? You know, it didn't get us anywhere. So maybe it's time for somebody like President Trump to see if he can do a better job. Dan, that's all the time we have. We really appreciate you joining us. And stay tuned here on Secure Freedom Radio. We will be right back.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.